And that was Clueless from Ben Folds' demo tape from 1990. That was a really long time ago. I have no version of that cassette tape because I've never figured out how to actually acquire it. I'm Robin Police, and this is...
Does that mean we go live? Here we go.
This is Radio Havana, Cuba.
This is Radio Pyongyang of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
This is Moscow.
Electronic and stuff. I just made that up.
It's afternoon tea at the aquarium.
I mean, I didn't get into this to like last night trying to eject a French film out of my VCR.
With Doc Normal,
you fix this.
Robin Police.
There's people in there. They're dancing. And then the color is changed. And then it's great. And then your screensaver kicks in.
Hey!
I'm Robin Belize. Have you tried like a dial of cheese?
It's very Morning Zoo.
On House of Sound.
Oh, God. All right. That was it.
That reminds me of this thing that I watch at work sometimes.
What?
It's called Clean Coders.
Oh, yeah?
Or Clean Code or something like that. And it, I think it actually uses one of those.
Is it like a YouTube
No, you have to pay for it, which is why I only watch it at work.
Oh.
Somebody else paid for
what
it.
What is it? Is it like a tutorial YouTube thing? Or
It's more of like about theory and praxis with like weird shots of the guy in his bathroom.
Praxis?
Yes.
Huh.
Fancy $2 word. Well, but you know what? That word cost me at least 15, if not more. This is the, I'm going to complain
already,
about my student loan debt.
Yeah, well.
And I also don't know how to use iTunes some days, but now I learned. Anyway, how are you, Mr. Normal?
It's interesting, as always. That was our brand spanking new. So now we've got an iTunes feed, and we've got all that stuff going on, and there's actually stuff up there. And we'll share the link. But that's our new brand spanking new zoo afternoon.
Our afternoon intro aquarium intro
that we've talked about doing for like the month. We've been doing this for about a month now.
We have?
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, believe
well,
it or not.
Well, it's gone by fast.
I know. And so, yeah, you and I had always been joking about kind of the morning zoo kind of thing. And so finally, so we're going to just keep cheesing that up. More cheese.
More cheese. Velveeta, specifically.
More cheese, less Daiya, or whatever.
Yeah, Daiya's okay. I can only eat it once without getting a stomach ache.
It sucks.
But
it sucks.
No, you know what? It's better than some of the other vegan cheeses.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, compared to, like, you know, Follow Your Heart. Well, Follow Your Heart's okay. And that rice cheese, that's pretty gross.
I kind of like the rice cheese myself.
Really?
Maybe
it's just like I don't like rice milk, and I don't like rice cheese, but I like mochi.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. Maybe there's like something about rice cheese.
Something about something. So actually, if you do want to get the podcast, it's kind of hard to search on. It's Afternoon Tea at the Aquarium. If you search on just Doc Normal, one name on iTunes, you'll find it. The other thing is it's also at atata.podomatic.com. So it's
Whoa,
there too.
We have a Podomatic account.
Well,
we're like for real.
That's what I had to set up for the iTunes. So there's that. If we've got all kinds of things going on, so things are falling in place. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I went to go see the Portland Lesbian Choir, and they were fantastic. Yeah. If you want to see a cute show with lots of women singing about women. And other things. They actually had, the theme was Chicken Soup for the Lesbian Soul. And they had one woman who is a professional opera singer. They had it was a riff on chicken. So everyone in the choir box. And then she just starts quacking like a chicken and then breaks out into, you know, operatic voice and then clucks some more. It was fantastic.
Where is that?
That was at some church.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember. I've never even been to that church because I don't go to church. But I thought it was great. The venue was great. The snacks were fantastic. Everyone was just delightful and lovely. And it kind of got me toe tapping, which is a little bit awkward because I never know what to do when it's not like an actual concert.
Right.
I've been told you're only supposed to headbang at very specific events. You can't really like. But there actually the dance party afterwards was pretty fun too. So.
Oh wow, there's a dance party too. So you spent this untraditionally in Portland, unlike most people in this country, patriots.
Really?
Yes, we had a very American weekend. In fact,
American weekend.
At the top of the news is American news. So we have American news. There is no other news but American news for the weekend.
American weekend news.
American weekend news. That's right. Well, our weekend started with that grand, great American tradition.
Sleeping in?
In Pennsylvania. No, where they don't sleep in. They rustle out a fat little beaver-looking animal.
Named Bill Murray.
Punxsutawney Phil.
I get him confused with Bill Murray all the time.
Yeah, I don't have the Sonny and Cher sound clip. Examine him on a table in top hats and, you know, black shirt, tie, you know, that sort of thing. And
circumcise
tuxedos,
him.
And they look like it. And then announce that, you know, whether or not we're going to have more winter or something like that because of some shadow.
L'chaim.
So there, that's how our weekend started. We had Groundhog Day. I think the groundhog didn't see his shadow, which means...
So my friend was right. This means that the nice sunny weekend that we had was actually fake spring. And then we get the rest of winter and then some more spring for like 2 weeks.
Who came up with this shit?
Somebody who
this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
East Coasters.
It's just dumb.
No. It's just East Coast. You know, they don't really have anything to do. They got to figure out how to get out of their houses before they.
I mean,
try
I didn't
pull up
like a Wikipedia. Actually, I was going to have you do it, but we were rushing around here and doing the music and everything. So,
oh, I barely got here.
Yeah, we could talk about that. But yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, and then you're looking and you're watching the video, and it's like, okay, here's this thing, a groundhog. Is that like a beaver?
Well, like over here, if they did it, they'd have a beaver. But over here, we'd all die of malaria.
Is that like an East Coast beaver or something? All right.
Yeah, it's an East Coast beaver.
All right. Well, okay. So there was that American thing, and that happened. And like I said, didn't see the shadow. I believe that's what happened. Who cares? Jeez.
I care.
Really? Do you really care about Groundhog Day?
Well, yeah, because it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I know. Back to American news. Robin cares about Groundhog Day. This Sunday in American news.
American news.
The most popular sport in America.
And also.
Not in the rest of the world.
Overseas with Americans. Like when they go overseas and then they feel, oh, I'm so homesick. I'm going to eat peanut butter and watch sport.
Yes. American football, not to be confused with
football
that's played the world over with a round ball and is the most popular team competitive sport across the world.
And also a good way to settle disputes and encourage teamwork.
The American football.
American football.
American football.
American football.
Yes.
It just brings me to
the American football teams, Giants and Edgar Allan Poe Ravens, met in New Orleans
in 1772.
And for Super Bowl XXXV, whatever. You can tell
two I's and a V.
You can
there.
Tell I'm a big football fan, and so here's my recap. I actually did watch a little bit of it on free HD TV, and here's my recap of American Super Bowl XXVVIX. So here's what happened. The first half, the Edgar Allan Poe team the Ravens.
Yes.
They had a big lead. Like, wait, big lead, big lead.
Lots of leading.
Then they got tired, and they had to take a big breather called the halftime.
Oh, right.
Right?
A nap.
And so...
with Beyonce.
So they got... yeah, so they asked Beyonce to, like, I don't know, sing a number or something, to do a dance or something like that. And so she did that.
Oh, she tore up the stage.
Yeah, she's still got the dance gams.
I actually have
the
no
single
idea.
Single lady dance gams.
But I bet it was awesome.
And what was the group that she sang with?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
It wasn't
I'm
only
pretending
was it?
That I watched. And, was it oh, in my Vogue? God. That would be fantastic. Oh, no. You mean Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child.
Because I was thinking that you were like.
Never mind.
That because. Damn, yeah, that's awesome. No. Let's forget.
I know.
En Vogue and Beyonce. Yeah, I'm for this. Can
Wait,
we do that?
Is En Vogue the ones the everybody died?
No, that was, well, TLC.
TLC. See.
Well, not everybody died. Only one of them
see,
left
what they
eye.
Needed to do is they needed to do a Tupac moment at the Super Bowl and do a TLC reunion, right?
Oh, well.
With, you know, dead members of the band. Was it Left Eye or I can't remember.
Left Eye.
Was it Left Eye who passed?
Yes,
in the accident?
Because she, okay. Yeah, she got into a car accident.
Got into a car accident. See, they needed like virtual Left Eye.
Oh my God, that would be so cool. So
they
you have
Tupac, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then everybody's and gonna sing "I'll Be Missing You."
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be really.
All right, so
terrible.
It was Destiny's Child was the group she was from, right?
Okay. Yes.
I always get that mixed up with the En Vogue. And so they sang and Beyonce sang because the Edgar Allan Poe team and then the big Jolly Green Giant team from San Francisco, they were all tired. And so Beyonce sang, and when she was done and Destiny's Child and Beyonce were done and they got off the stage, they were very power conscious, green, you know, they're thinking green, so they just hit the lights as they were going out. They hit the switch, you know, cause like when you go to the bathroom or whatever and you're done and it's like, oh, I'm going to turn the lights off and conserve energy. So that's what they did as they were leaving the stage. They hit the lights, and so the lights went out in the stadium for a while. And
they don't have a very good wiring.
And apparently the Ravens can't see well in the dark, and
which
the Giants, Jolly Green Giants, can, and so the Giants did a lot better in the dark.
The Giants gianted.
And so then...
they sprayed forth.
But then the Edgar Allan Poe team, they...
cawed to victory.
Yes. And that... ladies and gentlemen, was your American sports update.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Do you guys like that recap, even though I didn't see any of it?
That's all you need to know.
That one team won and the other team lost?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
There was like a big, long run.
You can usually assume one wins. Anyway.
There is news about football that keeps coming up. It's actually been something I think that's been brewing about the real football, not the American football, and that is the
doping.
There's a big scandal going on in the World Football League.
I thought there was always a scandal.
Exactly, right?
Sports are never sports change money, or the money changes hands in sports, so it's always.
Okay, so
something's going on.
Yeah, and speaking of Giants and San Francisco, there was a protest in San Francisco as well at the end of the week, and that was big news. The Wiener protest. That's right. And in fact, this is a clip of them running around and protesting. So. San Francisco, it seems, they have banned public nudity at this point.
Yeah,
San Francisco.
Which is really weird. I don't know how they're going to be able to get along without being nude in public.
Yeah, so the city of San Francisco and this guy by the name of, I believe his name, he's like one of the superintendents or something. His name, I believe, is Scott Wiener.
Yes.
These unfortunate names Who's the guy who did the sexting a while ago? The guy, senator,
with the boner?
Well, there's boner, but there was another guy who was doing sexting.
Oh, Anthony Weiner.
Anthony Weiner, right? What is it with people in the name Weiner?
You should probably knock on Austria and tell them to stop having last
exactly.
names of Wien.
That's right. That's right. I mean, in once again in America, if your last name is Weiner and you're a politician, do you wake up one day going, I think I'm going to sext and get in the news. I think I'm going to ban all of public nudity.
They probably try to block out all of those thoughts that they had when they were kids and somebody made fun of their last name.
It had to be. So it's just, you know, so I mean, this guy, you know, now.
And that's why they're all politicians.
Now everyone's down at the Castro, naked, protesting, called the Weiner March.
Good.
There you go.
Now, are they going to let their their dongs fly free? And in fact, like, they need have the...
That would be Chinatown. Dongs, Chinatown, Wieners in the Castro.
Oh, I was just going to... I was going to mention the Dick Spin website.
Did I go too far?
No. All I can think of is spinning dicks. I'm sorry. And I can picture, like, lines of people in San Francisco in the Castro wearing, like, fantastic boots and just spinning their dicks.
We love the fantastic boots.
Well, I mean, they're not naked until they're not wearing shoes.
Right. Well, okay. So that's more of your was that more, since that happened in America, that was more of your American news. American news. Okay. Then, you know, some other things happened. Twitter got hacked.
Oh, yeah. By Chinese?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure they're saying. I know that there's some. Eric Schmidt of Google came out in his book and said something about the Chinese hackers and China-sponsored hacking. And
well,
I'm not sure that Twitter...
I only say that because when I was younger, we used to, if your computer was unlocked, we would run to your computer after you left to go to the bathroom and type "hack by Chinese" in really big letters,
mm-hmm.
and then put it on a text file or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're weird.
No, that was before it was that was to make sure people locked their computers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when I was in an office, if somebody had their computer unlocked, basically, employees would go up and write nasty emails on behalf of that person and send it to their boss.
Oh, no, that's mean. See, yeah. We just, like, did MS Paint drawings.
Mean place.
Oh, that's terrible. See, I didn't even work there. I just sat underneath a table.
Right. So what were we listening to earlier? I think we should take another music break and reset. We've got more to talk about, some more things to talk about that we can put on the podcast this week.
The podcast.
And I'll check in. I'm not sure about that Twitter thing. If they're, I don't think they're fingering any. I think they're real hush-hush about it.
Well, like, they're going to be hush-hush about it because, like, I can't imagine. I mean, they've gone through several compromises, but this is probably the first one that's been.
Over 200,000 or something.
Well, it wasn't individual accounts. It was. It was accounts, like,
well,
accounts in groups.
And so their announcement was, like, you know, on their blog.
I wonder if my Twitter got hacked.
You got an email.
Oh.
If you got hacked, you got an email from Twitter. Check your
email.
I checked my email. I did not get an email that said, hey, we reset your password. You need to go do this now.
No, but I did get some interesting, I think somebody's using my email address.
Oh.
Because I got a bunch of...
Was it from me?
No, it was a bunch of bounces from Russian IPs.
Oh, yeah. That happens. Yeah, so you got an email that said, go reset your password. And I didn't get that email, but I did have a heck of a time with TweetDeck and the API this week. So I think they were turning things on and off again. But the nice thing about Twitter is they publicly announced this on Friday at the side of their blog, you know.
I wonder if that had to do with the big...
let's talk about sponsored tweets and advertising. Oh, by the way, 200 of our accounts got 200. Okay. Never mind.
Right.
We sent you emails.
Now, there was a big hoo-ha in the Ruby community about how rubygems.org got compromised. Which I was totally worried. And in fact, even this morning, I was totally worried about pulling gems.
Mm.
A lot of paranoia. There's a lot of Ruby on Rails sites out there, so.
Yes, yes. And isn't Twitter?
I think Twitter's front end is Ruby on Rails, yeah. And their back end stack is Scala, if I'm not mistaken.
I'd heard that it was like a pretty significant Ruby. But that's what I heard. I do not know.
Okay. No, I mean, things seem to have been taken care of. It took about 48 hours continuous to figure out if everything was okay, and it was. I guess.
A lot of hacking going on out there.
Oh, and Python libraries got compromised as well.
Whew. Lots of hacking. So back to the music. Our special music is...
Oh, just this week, it's all Ben Folds 5 related.
Right. We had some jazz up at the top because we had a heck of a time getting started on both our parts, actually.
Yeah, something about trying to get to the bus and then it passing me and then walking some more and then the bus and then not making it and then the bus and then no. And then I have a flat tire and trying to tell the kids next door to me to stop smoking weed.
Oh.
It's been difficult.
Hmm. All right. We have had things planned here, and we're getting our sea legs. We're getting going. It's coming together. It's coming together.
I want my land legs.
Okay. Land legs?
Yeah.
Ask Beyonce. She has some serious land legs with all that dancing. All right. Ben Folds 5, who's going to be here playing...
Tomorrow he's going to be here playing at Roseland.
Five
are back together, which is the most exciting thing.
And you will be there, so you'll give us a review of the show next week.
I will tell you whether or not it sucked.
Awesome. Awesome. So what do you got queued up for us now?
Now I got some more of the demo tape queued up and some other stuff. I tried to pick related things.
Awesome. Well, we'll listen to a little of that, and we'll be back in our next segment reviewing apps for you and your significant other.
Your lady friend. And we'll talk about OkCupid.
Your guy friend. After this. All right.
Welcome back.
Okay, so that was Ben Folds. What was that? What were we listening
to? That was The Secret Life of Morgan Davis.
That was cool.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs of his. I used to sing it quite a bit. I should probably really quickly tell the story of when I bought that stupid... I bought Rock in the Suburbs because I got really excited.
You bought that stupid...
Well, it was... I was
that
actually...
stupid boyfriend?
No, I was really upset when Ben Folds 5 broke up. But... I mean, not like Beatles upset, but I was mildly upset.
Oh, you were Beatles upset.
So
I'm stalking you. Was that you on the phone, that phone clip?
No, that was actually from Triple J, which is that's an Australian radio station. I have a lot of weird stuff collected from benfolds.org.
Cool.
But they hate me. So anyway, I... Ben Folds' album was new album was supposed to come out September 11th, 2001, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to go.
Perfect timing.
And it was like about 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock or whatever. I was in stupid geography class, and the stuff happened,
mm-hmm.
And I decided I was gonna keep going. So my grandma figured out how to turn on the Suburban, which at the time. You had to push a button that was hotwired so that we could even turn on the engine. Like, the engine wouldn't turn over unless you pushed this button.
How old was it?
The Suburban was like a 86 Suburban.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was rusted and there was like a wasp in it. So we managed to turn on.
You mean someone like me?
Exactly. No. No.
Hi. I'm Mike. I'm a wasp.
Why is this wasp guy in our back? So we
you're
drive.
Pretty south of the Texas here, aren't you?
it was very confusing.
Oh my gosh.
But
new
I
bit
got,
Wasp Man.
So we get to Circuit City, which actually by the you know Circuit City used to be a place by yeah. the way.
They went bankrupt a few years ago.
And I bought that album.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have given Mr. Folds a lot of my money, and so I really hope that his children are doing fine.
Oh, I hope so too.
Because then that means that I have done what I'm supposed to do, which is to pay for his children to go to college.
Well, as the security bounces you out of the show tomorrow, ooh, it's the crazy woman. She's on the list. You know, you can clutch on that wonderful CD that you bought on 9/11, Ben Folds 5.
I still have it at home.
Well, that's, yeah.
I actually, well, I'm not going to say I have everything, but I do actually have everything.
Yeah.
I have already been made fun of for my Ben Folds 5 collection.
That's okay.
By music people. But you know what?
I still like that Shatner thing.
Dude, that was because that was fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know how he got
still listening to that.
Mr. Shatner.
So we have more news, and we have lots of things to talk about. More news, and of course, then we've got sports and weather coming up with DJ Highway 7 and the Ghost Train. I'm just trying to see if they're listening. Oh, they're listening.
Of course. Sports news.
Yeah, we already covered sports.
No, weather then.
Weather, right. We need a weather segment, right?
Weather and your daily health report.
All right. Health report. That's what I forgot today.
We're all dying?
No, you don't want to know my health report. Ugh.
My health report is that I'm
gross.
Barely here.
That's gross. I have something gross, but I don't talk about it like other podcasters. So in the news, world news this time.
That's a nice one.
That's because it's not the American news. This is the world news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's dancing. Wait till we get the video, the live video in here. Yes, in world news.
A horse. My kingdom for a horse. Withdraw, my lord.
That's right. A horse. A kingdom for my horse. In world news, the fine people of the UK invaded the personal privacy remains of Richard III and dug him up from a car park, as they say, over in London.
Is that where you park your cars?
That's right.
Park your car.
I always like that better. Car park. Parking.
Park your car.
Park your car. Anyway, so Richard III has been confirmed. Those are his remains. You know the history of Richard III, of course, don't you?
No.
Right?
I went to American school.
Shakespeare wrote a play. Actually,
I didn't read
two-parter.
That one. I only read the tragedies and the comedies. I didn't get the historical one.
Well, it is kind of a...
It takes time to go through all of these.
The clip I played was Kevin Branagh. My favorite.
He's
which
so douchey,
I have the.
He makes a better Hamlet than.
Thank you, Mr. Branagh's lawyers. You can contest houseofsound.org. My favorite, and it. Richard III, follow the story, the remains. What you do is go out, if it's still on Netflix, or go find this DVD or whatever, Ian McClellan. Ian McClellan, that would be Gandalf to you kids out there. And Magneto. Okay? Magneto and Gandalf plays Richard III in a really, really kick butt version of Richard III's of Shakespeare's Richard III. It has Robert Downey Jr. in it. It has like Annette Bening. It has this all-star cast.
As long as it doesn't have Richard Branagh in it. But
I think he has a walk-on.
Okay, which is fine, but I only
As long as it doesn't have, what's his name? The crazed, Braveheart guy.
Mel Gibson, I find. Okay, because that was really bad. Like, I thought Richard Branagh was really annoying, but.
Kevin.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Anyway, so. One of the best Shakespeare films I've seen. Ian McClellan, again, Gandalf, Magneto, playing Richard III. I can't remember. It was like late 80s, 90s-ish that this thing came out. And it set the setting for the film, for the play, the Shakespeare play, is fascist Europe. So England.
By the way, Europe is still fascist. They found Nazis again.
Well, it's basically... we'll have to cover that next week.
Yeah, sorry. Here's a spoiler for next week. Greece, Nazis.
On the weather segment.
Report?
So yeah, it's set in, it's basically, you know, Richard III takes place with this, the War of the Roses, English Civil War between kings. Richard III's a real bad guy. And so it's set, and it's like as if England is fascist. And he stands on top of a Jeep in the like late 30s, 40s, and he's fighting this war with machine guns, and he stands atop the Jeep, and Ian McKellen goes, a horse, my kingdom for a horse.
Oh, yeah, that line.
Yeah. Okay. So that segment took a little bit long. But talk about invading Richard III's privacy, because, you know, they dug him up. The poor guy was buried there. We've had some – we always have privacy in the news. PATH, that privacy social sharing network that promises that, you know, your stuff will only be seen by your friends, locked down, settled with the FTC because it turns out that wasn't the case. And Facebook, that new Facebook search graph.
Oh, that's – I've heard nothing but horror.
Well, I signed up for it now because I was curious. What you need to know about the Facebook story is that there's a Tumblr called Actual Facebook Graph Searches. And – the actual Facebook graph Tumblr has things like searching for mothers of Jews who like bacon.
Wow.
DJ's Ivy's in the room, so I've got to be a little careful here. Tesco employees who like horses.
That's only some of the Tesco employees.
Racism, all sorts of interesting things, including cheating spouses and all sorts of things that expose in the search people's private photographs and private things that they thought were private. But remember, it's not what you share on Facebook. It's what your friends and your friends of friends share on Facebook. And you can't control that.
4chan is going to have a ball. If they haven't already had a ball, or maybe they just don't care. Maybe they could have gotten tired of it.
That'll be our new 4chan. There'll be a new 4chan segment.
4chan has a ball.
Okay. So, and here's the deal. I understand that people like social networks. They like to share. They don't like to share publicly. The big holidays coming up, which is that Valentine's Day thing, whatever that is. Who invented that, right? I want to help with the privacy. And, you know, many of us, especially with Valentine's Day coming up, have intimate relationships with usually one individual.
Oh,
if you're in Portland, your mileage may vary, but usually one individual.
Or zero. It could be zero.
Well, let's just, for like last week's discussion, let's, for the sake of argument, let's say you have an intimate relationship with one individual.
Aw, that sounds so cute.
Little notes and things like that. Guess what? There's an app for that.
You needed like a jingle for the apps.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got it right here.
Oh, God.
It's coming up. It's the, hang on. Oh, it's right here. No, this is the...
You need a real soundboard.
This is... I've got it. No, here's the romance app jingle. Oh, wait.
That's
That was patriotic American news. Well, what's not more patriotic than love? I mean, real patriots love, right?
Love. Oh, they God. Love love.
All right.
Lovers of loving
We've got like... 8 or 9 minutes to get through this before the real show happens on House of Sound at 6 p.m.
They're fantastic. They know what they're doing.
Okay, so, Robin, for sake of argument, like last week when we discussed the term lady friend.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
The top 9 apps on Mashable. This was posted a while ago, but, you know, it's relevant. It's coming up Valentine's Day. I want to give people a heads up. The top relevant 9 social apps for couples. Number 1, By courtesy of Mashable. Feel Me. Feel Me is an iOS app that gives couples live connections over the phone. In real time, the app shows you where the other person is touching his or her iPhone. When both parties touch the same spot, the area lights up and vibrates. The app is perfect for long-distance couples and duos who don't see each other often.
That makes me want to cry.
I think it would be for people who don't see each other often. Come on.
Can't you do that whole, like, oh, your touch. I crave your touch.
Okay.
Toad, y'all.
I just think it's silly. Although the thoughts there are interesting. Oh, we're touching in the same place. Now it lights up and vibrates.
That's creepy.
Okay. Next one. Number two, Duet. Duet for iPhone is a chart. They're all for iPhone, by the way. iPhone is for lovers. Android's for
geeks.
Haters. Richard III or something. Duet for iPhone is a charming way to ask a friend, crush, or significant other on a casual outing or a formal date. Simply download the app and select individuals from your iPhone contact list to ask to your mobile circle. Create a duet in the app to send a personal one-on-one invite, which the invitee can accept or decline. Okay, this seems stalkery to me, so it seems like I could, like, download this and go, oh, Robin Police, hey, I've created a duet. Hey, what's up? You know, it... I don't. What's?
I think I missed the concept of.
I missed the concept of duet as well. Pair, which I think just changed their name to couple. I believe so. This was in the news. Like Pair changed their name to couple.
Mm-hmm.
Pair is a social network built for two. Oh, it's a social network for two, Robin.
That's not
three,
a network.
Not
That's,
four. It's two.
Isn't that a line?
Isn't that peer to peer?
That is peer to peer.
Ooh. It's like it's like torrents for couples. Torrents for couples. Robin, our startup.
Torrents for
torrents
couples?
For couples.
Question mark. This
we'll call it Pair Plus. Pair, couple, whatever it's called. I think it's called couple now. Pair is a social network
we'll
built
call
for
it
two.
Banana.
Built for two.
Two.
Polyamory. Do not apply. With Pair, couples can privately text, share videos, and photos. The app shows when your partner is online. Pair's thumb kiss, there we go, just like the other one, feature lets couples place their thumbs together on a screen and virtually kiss. Their thumbs together on a screen and virtually kiss. Wouldn't you play like virtual thumb wars or something?
Oh, I was just thinking, so in my drum lesson... I have to make sure.
Oh, God. In my drum lesson.
I have to make sure that my.
One time at band camp.
Thumbs are facing each other, so they'll want to kiss.
Oh.
Because I have problems with my left arm.
Okay.
Sorry, that was not as exciting as I hoped it would be when I said it out loud.
Well, when you.
It was funny.
When you
context.
Share when you share that with your hypothetical significant pair on pair, you can.
I think they'll.
You can
just,
use your right thumb instead of your left.
Or I could just go see them.
Oh, get this. Pair also gives couples an area to sketch together. Romantic pairs can chat daily and send thinking of you prompts. I know. I love this stuff. Avocado. On Avocado, couples can privately message, share moments, and create to-do lists.
They've ruined my favorite food.
For dates, dream vacations, or weekly grossly needs. There was a Freudian slip. Grocery needs. Yes, avocado is full of folic acid.
Okay, no. You know what? I heard the word groceries in there. That is all
I like
you
gross.
Groceries.
Groceries.
Yes. Because you know
I
what?
I like groceries between couples.
That's really
That's
hard
gross.
To do.
No, this is grosser. Ooh.
No, I'm just, you know, sometimes.
Clearly I'm on the wrong sites.
I think you are. I was just thinking it'd be great to have to be able to share my grocery
All right,
list.
4 minutes.
Four
we got to
get
through this. Users can also upload, and we're only on four. Photocons, personal emoticons shared between a couple, and quick notes such as I love you, I'm running late, be home soon. I'm with the secretary. Oh no,
don't
that
share
wasn't.
That.
Oh, you not. Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't share that.
I love you. I'm running late. Be home soon. I'm with the secretary. Oh no, it doesn't say that. Okay, avocado.
Plantain.
Couple, C-U-P-P-L-E, which I think pear is going to have a problem because there is C-O-U-P-L. Yeah, don't you love it? And they use the same icons and all that stuff. Oh, I just realized we didn't Vine this week. Maybe I'll do it after the show. The couple app encourages intimacy and communication. That's always a good thing. Communication is a good thing in a relationship. Couple gives couples a private mobile outlet to share messages, build a gallery, and remember the places they've been or want to go together. Once you break up, you want to forget all the places you've been and went together.
Exactly.
The ice break. The ice break helps you make the most of your relationship. That's in quotes, air quotes. The couple's app asks for fun questions that can be privately and publicly answered. The whole point is to getting to know your significant other better. So that's what I don't get. You can privately or publicly answer that?
It's called dating.
These are like pair questions. So isn't this private questions?
No. It's called dating.
It's like how many felonies have you committed in your lifetime?
Oh, only three.
And how many were you convicted and did you go to prison for? Toki lets your partner know how you're feeling. I feel, and you make me feel, and prompts encourage couples to report and work on emotions. I like this one.
It's like a therapy
session. I like this one because I can go, I feel, how do you feel? I feel like crap. Why? Because of you. Why? Because you suck. I like Toki. That would be my favorite couple app. How are you feeling? Terrible.
The breakup.
Why?
App,
exactly.
Obviously.
Because last night sucked. Between mobile app allows couples to message privately. What's the point? You get text messaging, don't you? And Heytel, keep in contact with boyfriend or girlfriend by recording short messages on Heytel. Brought to you by Ktel. It's Heytel. Like private voicemail account and personal. Again, don't you have voicemail? Don't you have text messaging? And it's 1.5 minutes to go to Facing the Music with DJ Highway 7 and the Ghost Train. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Later.
Bye.